Blog Talk Radio.
California.
earthquake on the Richter scale. Mama, 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 moo, 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 moo.
City of Compton,
City of Compton, where the girls shake their booties. Shake it, mama, shake it, baby, shake, shake it, baby, shake, shake it.
Computer, 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 computer.
So guys, I think I had a little technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. Maybe you couldn't hear me there, but I think everything's right now. We're good to go. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, corporate taxes, personal accounting, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And also, our sponsor, CPA on Duty, will be opening a CPA on Duty South. So look for that in the coming weeks. I'll be announcing that as soon as everything's up and running. Look at them grow. All right. And also, guys, if you have any kind of real estate needs, if you personally have want to sell or buy a home, get in contact with me or send a referral my way. If you know someone that wants to buy or sell residential real estate, give me a call. You guys have my contact information. Send them to me, and once we get the deal done, I will be sending you a referral check. And it is pretty handsome, I must say. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I know I've been gone a long, 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 long time, but I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to get things going, and hopefully everything will work out. Okay? The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. Again, that number is 516-531-9483. 531-9483. Now, again, this thing about the COVID and the vaccination and all, I was against the vaccination, okay? But I did get vaccinated late last month, and I had my first and second shot. To tell you about this COVID shot, I got the Pfizer shot, right? And the Pfizer shot, the first one was I had no problems, no side effects or anything from the first shot. Then I went back maybe 2 weeks later and got the second shot. Excuse me, got the second shot. The second shot, I mean, that threw me for a loop. That next day, not even the next day, because I took it in the afternoon, then I went to work that night. That night, man, while I was at work, I was feeling bad. I was sluggish. I didn't have a fever or anything, but I was just feeling bad. Like, hey, I feel like I'm coming down with something, the flu or a cold or something. And I felt bad, but I went home. I think the next morning, I took me some Everlasting NyQuil, the old remedy, the NyQuil, you know, the NyQuil knocked me out. And when I woke up that afternoon, I was feeling great and haven't had any effects since. So the first shot was okay, but the second shot kind of threw me for a loop. So I am vaccinated, so that works out. And but I still wear my mask, okay? Everywhere I go, when I go out in public, I grab that mask and pop it on because, you know, you can still get the COVID. Even though you are vaccinated, you can still get COVID. So a lot of people think that, when, you know, now I'm vaccinated, I don't need to wear the mask anymore. But, you know, I don't feel that way. And as I was out and about doing some things on yesterday, there were so many people. There are so many people who are not wearing their mask. Okay, they're not wearing their mask. And you know, I'll say it, it's mostly white people. They aren't wearing their masks. Now, there are black people who aren't wearing masks, but, you know, most people that I've seen are white, and they're not wearing masks. Or they got their mask on, but it's under their chin, doing no good. Or they got their mask on over their mouth, but under their nose, still doing no good. So, guys, if you do wear your mask, wear it properly. Wear it over your nose and your mouth, and you know, that way you'll protect yourself, right? Because if you don't wear it over your nose, you're susceptible to whatever going up your nose. If you don't wear it over your mouth, you're susceptible to going into your mouth. So those are the two entries into the body that COVID's looking for, right? So wear your mask. All right, so that's my COVID thing, right? And again, guys, thank you for tuning into the show. There are a lot of people joining the show. I know you guys have, a lot of people have been asking me when I was going to, you know, do another show. I am back, and I'm going to try to push this thing on into the new year. And, hey, let's ride into 2022 together. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live, and if you'd like to be on the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be part of the show. Also, real quick, I wanted to give a shout-out to Miss Tracy Hardaway. I know she had a birthday on yesterday, I believe, and I wanted to wish her happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy, and you got many, many more to come. Hope you guys are doing well. I hope you had a great time on yesterday. Had a good birthday. Had fun or whatever you may have done. Again, happy birthday to Tracy. Today's show is entitled, since it's Christmas Eve, right? It's Christmas Eve, and, I've got so many memories of Christmas from the past that, I'm going to give you guys a couple of my memories. I got so many, so many, because, you know, this was my mom, and God rest her soul, this was my mom's favorite time of the year. And you know, if you hear my voice start to change, that's because of the emotions that are still real strong within me that I have of my mom and the way she loved this time of year. You know, my mom loved Christmas time. I mean, she loved it with a passion. She did it all. She loved to entertain people. I like to entertain people, too. That's where I get it from. I love to invite people over and, you know, have drinks, have a good time and talk and reminisce. And that's what friends and friendships and relationships are all about, is getting together, having fun, reminiscing about the past, because that's what friendship is. It's the past. You meet people and you go through the years, and when you get together, you start looking back at what you did, you know, back when you first met. So I know that I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, okay? But I didn't know that I didn't have. Y'all know what I'm saying? I don't know if you understood that, but I thought I had it all, okay? And you know, looking back, I did. That's the way my mom set it up. I woke up on Christmas morning, and, it was just crazy. I had so much stuff, so many toys, games, bicycles. I had race car sets, train sets. Got motorcycle ones. I was in high school. And, clothes galore. It was just all kinds of stuff. So, and because of that, hey, I never wanted for anything. My mom treated us like, you know, gods and goddesses at Christmas time. Again, it was her favorite time of year, and she loved her some Christmas. So the today's show is called, What Are the Most Fun Memories Do You Have of Christmas Past? Okay? And, you know, on Fridays, I open all the phone lines up and allow you guys to call in and talk about, you know, what you want to talk about. So today, being Christmas Eve, I want you guys to call in and talk about your Christmas past, your memories from Christmas past. What kind of memories you had from Christmas past? And again, there are a lot of people up on the show. I don't have any hands up yet. I'll talk about some Christmas past memories of my own. And again, if you hear my voice change, it's because I'm, you know, very emotional about this, because this was my mom's favorite time of year, and she's gone now. Been gone for 15 years, and it still feels like she passed this year or something, you know. But that's not a bad thing, right? We're all going to move on. We're all going to transition on, okay? And she has, but again, she was, this was her favorite time of year. She'd invite everyone over. All the kids and their families had to come to her house on Christmas Eve. And she cooked all night. Okay, she cooked all night. Well, she cooked dinner all night. She cooked Christmas dinner all night long. Okay, all night long you smell collard greens or her, you know, one thing that she did time was chitlins. Okay, I know a lot of you guys know about chitlins, and and she knew how to do them. She'd sit there all day on Christmas, like today, she'd have Christmas Eve, and I'll kind of give you a glimpse of it. On Christmas Eve, she'd be sitting at the in the kitchen at the sink on a stool with chitlins in one side of the sink and just water in the other side of the sink. And she'd pour them chitlins out, and she'd pour the grit off of them and clean them and clean them and clean them and drop them in the other side. Pick them up, clean them and clean them and clean them, drop them in the other side, right? And then after that, she let all the water out, get all the remnants out of that side, and she put some more water over on the other side, and she take them and she pick them up and she clean them and clean them and clean them, put them on that side. And that's how she cleaned her chitlins. And a lot of people don't clean their chitlins well, okay? That's probably why I hadn't had chitlins since my mom, you know, been gone. But she cleaned them like crazy. And I watched her do it. So I knew her chitlins were clean. Okay? And then she, you know, boil them or whatever, and she cook them. And you smell it. And it's a different smell for chitlins, right? And everybody knew when you walk in the house, you cooking chitlins. Yeah, she cooking chitlins. They had a pot of them, right? And she cooked some greens, some collards. She had potato salad, all kinds of stuff she cooking. This Christmas Eve now, all right? This Christmas Eve. And before I moved out and had and started a family and this and that, I'd invite my friends over to the house. And because that's what she wanted. She always wanted friends to come over. Yeah. And, you know, she'd have plenty of beverages for everybody. You had something to eat. And we'd talk. And then in the evening, you know, when my sisters and stuff would come over with their families, they bring dishes or they bring something to cook. And my sisters get in the kitchen and they cook Christmas Eve dinner. Okay? And we usually have, I'll tell you guys, we usually have some sauteed shrimp or what you call them? What you call it? I know my wife listening, if she could kind of chime in and tell me what shrimp scampi, where you slice the shrimp and lay them down on the pan and butter them up and all. And we have shrimp scampi, we have mushrooms, all this stuff. Okay? And we'd eat Christmas Eve dinner. Now, keep in mind that Christmas dinner was cooking all night long, them greens cooking all night long. And then it comes, you know, late at night, midnight, you know, people sitting around playing cards, having fun, talking. Then it comes late night and everybody start kind of leaving and going back home, but except for the family. And we'd all spend the night at my mom's house. She had three bedrooms, but you just sleep where you want it. Wherever you wanted to sleep, that's where you slept, whether it was on the sofa, on the floor, in the bed, wherever you wanted to sleep, you could sleep. And then the next morning, you know, you wake up and, oh, man, everything just appeared out of nowhere. I know now what happened, okay, because now I'm a dad and I did things for my kids, but now I know what happened. But then I'm like, oh, my God, who brought all this shit to the house? You know what I'm saying? damn, it was just stuff everywhere. And, you know, everybody brought their gifts for each other, and we had a mound of gifts wrapped. And my oldest sister, she was always the kind of slow one in the bunch. Not slow like mentally, but she'd always be the one locked in the back room. She wrapping gifts, wrapping everybody's gift, cause she didn't do it ahead of time. She's always back there wrapping everybody's gifts. Hey, where's Ann? Ann in the back, she wrapping. Y'all know she back there wrapping gifts, and she put all her gifts under the tree. Okay, so I'd had this amount of stuff, clothes everywhere, toys and games everywhere, and maybe a bicycle, skates. And then that's something else that people don't do nowadays is skates. Man, we used to, once Christmas Day came, you'd hear a gang of people skating down the street. My street wasn't a big hill where you can fly down the hill, but it was sloped down, okay? So when you got on my street, a lot of people, that's all you heard, because we had the, you know, they started off doing these rubber wheels. They started off metal or iron wheels on these skates. We used to have flyways with a key, okay? And you better keep up with the key, right? That was the one thing that happened all the time. People lose their skate key. So I used to tie mine up and hang it around my neck when I did skate. I didn't skate a whole lot, but I did skate. But a lot of people, you know, you hear a gang of people skating down the street. They skate together all over the neighborhood. And they had these metal wheels on these skates, and that metal against the concrete at the street made a big racket. So you run to the door and see all these folks, and not 100 people, but like 5, 8, 10 people skating down the street together. Had the overalls on and some what you call bro gains. We used to call them bro gains, but I think they call them Timberlands now. But, you know, you had your pair of bro gains. And the Broganes were good for skates because they had the hard bottom. Okay, some people used to skate in their in dress shoes because the dress shoes had the hard bottom, and you could strap your foot in there, and then you could twist your skate key and close the front of the skates so that they grab a hold to the sole of your shoe. They didn't come all over the top. You didn't stick your foot in there. You just sat them on there, and then those side pieces grabbed the sole of your shoes. And so the Broganes or the hard bottom shoes were the best thing to use on with these flyways, okay? So they wouldn't come off. You couldn't wear a pair of tennis shoes or something with them because tennis shoes had a rubber bottom. They were soft and they'd come off, and you go tumbling. So, and then you know you had your friends who come over and they had their new bikes, and you had your new bike, and you'd come out. We'd ride together, ride all around the neighborhood. My neighborhood had sidewalks, so we could ride our bikes on the sidewalk. Sometimes you venture out in the street because you got to the end of the sidewalk and you had to venture out into the street to get to the other side and get back on the sidewalk, right? Oh, man. I remember it like it was yesterday. I know you guys do too. 516-531-9483. Call in. Tell me what's going on with you. And again, I have these fun memories because of my mom. She made it that way. There was no way that you could come to my house at Christmas time and not be entertained about Christmas, not get into the Christmas spirit. That's how my mom was. She didn't play about it. She's serious about it. And then after a while, I had my longtime friend, we grew up together, would come up to the house, and we have fun together. We sit around, and I used to always get a race car set. We sit around, and we'd race together for hours. For hours. Just hanging out. And I'd go to his house, and we just... for hours and hours and hours. Then the next day, the same thing, hours and hours. We play together and hang out together. And I never forget that, because even today, if I saw him today, I'd say, man, Vic, you remember we used to race cars together. He'd bring his cars to my house, or I'd take my cars to his house, because he had a track too. And we'd compete. You know, I win most of the time, but we'd compete. And we'd run like hell. Then as the years go on and on, you know, we had bicycles and got motorcycles, and then it got into the cars, and then, you know, you start venturing out. Now you got a girlfriend, and now you, next thing you know, you're getting married. Now you have a family. Now you got kids. Now you got to do that for your kids. But I brought my kids. I had to bring my family to my mom's house on Christmas Eve because that's what she demanded. Everyone bring their family and the kids, because she had everything for the kids and for you and everything there at the house. That's where we spent our Christmas Eve. That's where we spent our Christmas Day. Caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits are 863. Let's see, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Please join me.
What's happening, man?
Paul, talk to me, son.
Shit. Yeah, bring up the race car, did you?
That
told that loud national radio how you win most of the time.
I had to
push one in. I listened to this lie he tell me.
Most of the time.
But we had some days, man, I tell you. And the thing about it, like I said, you start all the morning skating and doing all kinds of things, man. And when we get into the race car, man, we don't waste it the whole day.
Whole day.
We're switching cars and doing everything. Yeah, man. Redirecting the racetrack and stuff like that, just creating things, man. And them were wonderful times, man. And, you know, also with my family, man, have a big family, man. And years went on, you know, you start losing family members, and as you say, reflect back. But I'm gonna share something with you that always stick with me. You know, I was always invited to your mom's house, and I lost my mom right before Christmas. And one thing that happened, your mom told you, come get me and bring me up to the house. And I was so hurt. And your mom come over there and hugged me and say, I know you lost your mom, but I'm your mom now. I always treated you like a son, and that. And just think about that. And I thank y'all for that, man. I really do.
That's the way she was, man. That's just the way she was.
Yeah. But I don't appreciate you telling that lie about you whooping me all the time. So yeah. And boy, we had some fun up there at that house. I tell you,
woo-wee.
All family members, Earl, Ron, your brothers and sisters. And, I mean, I was late putting up my kid Christmas gift because I was up there hanging out with y'all. I tell you, they when they discovered one no damn Santa Claus. I was there, drunk trying to put these toys together.
Yeah. That was the time, man. Just unbelievable. And today, you know, that it's just everything's just different, man. It ain't like it used to be, you know.
No.
Nah.
They had to block all the street, man. You had your overalls on and your flywheels, man.
Yeah.
Now, man, everybody has got video games, and you don't even see the kids with bicycles out here anymore. So,
you don't. And don't mean to cut you off, but I was just talking this morning about how, you know, when we used to in our neighborhood anyway, just about every house had a Christmas tree up and had some lights, had some candles in the window, something.
Yeah.
But now, you know, you know, I got probably 15 houses on my street and probably three of them got lights. Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Right.
And they just
yep.
don't do it the same, you know.
I know. You know, and you're right. If it's this time of year, it's a beautiful time, man. And like you said, I used to get in the car. Maybe you take my mom. We'd get in the car, man, and we riding down different neighborhoods and see how pretty the lights were. And then do all kind of things. I remember standing out in the cold downtown, waiting on the rich Christmas tree to light up. So it's times have changed, man. But you know, although they have changed, nothing can take them fond memories and good times we had, man. Nothing.
Nah, and your mom was the same way with me. Your mom and dad, same way with me. Treated me like a son, just like I lived there too. That's what you had to have, man. That's why we'll never forget it, because it was the love was you know, all over the place. It wasn't no, you know, problem hanging out at your house. Wasn't no problem hanging out at my house, because everybody loved each other just as much as the other, man. It was
exactly.
It was a sight to see.
Yeah.
Catherine and Jacob. Well,
That's them.
You know it. Hey,
yeah,
I appreciate
man.
You calling in, Paul.
You got it, bro. And I'll talk at you later.
All right, bud. Appreciate it. And again, you know that's you know, I know a lot of you guys listening to the show and listening to me reminisce about what went on when I was growing up, reminiscing, you know. Listening to, you know, Vic was my best friend all growing up, and that's all we did. We had each other, still do, and we did everything together. And we, you know, again, Christmas was our time. That was our time. I have another caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 353. Let's see, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Matt, what's up, boy?
Kay, what's going on?
Shit, nah, man. Happy holidays to you and the family, bro.
Same to you, buddy. I ain't recognize your number right there. I got you though. I'm gonna hook it up now. What's going
okay.
on?
Okay. Sure, man. I was sitting here, man. Usually this time of day I'll be working and stuff. You know, they kinda let us go a little bit on holidays. So I was sitting there listening to you and Vic, man, reminiscing on some of those times. Listening to you and Vic talking about how y'all grew up and stuff and how your mom, Vern, used to welcome everybody in. She did the same with me. Once we got to meet each other and know each other, we were teenagers when we met, so I didn't get a chance to experience some of the stuff that you and Vic was talking about from the earlier years, but it was the same way with me at my house, man. You know, it was like and my mom used to be baking all kinds of cakes. You have
yeah.
those little nut bowls around and that
yeah.
little swirl candy, the lemon, the peppermint, and all
yeah.
kinds of stuff, man. The Christmas
man.
Tree with gifts and stuff all around, man. You know, like y'all was saying, it ain't like it used to be, man. You know, but that's what you make those memories and you can reflect back on them, man. And, you know, that's what it was about, you know, family, you know. I ain't, like you were saying, I ain't know I ain't had nothing. I thought I had
right.
everything. Going
right.
On, man.
I wasn't hurting for nothing.
Well, I heard for nothing. You know, then you get old and you see like, okay, well, maybe some folks had more material stuff than I had growing up. But that love, you know, man,
yeah.
my family just spread that love out, man, and you can't beat that, you know. And I know when I first met your mom, man, I used to start coming home with you sometime after getting out of school and come to the house or whatever, come up to your house. Man, your mom treated me like she'd been knowing me all my life, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, had so much fun up there with your mom and your family, all of your family, you know.
Yeah.
I got to know your family pretty much like I was a family member.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That stuff, man. Those memories, man, they'll be there forever, man, you know. So, you know, we have to cherish those. And the stuff that they put into us, that's what we put into our kids and, you know, our nieces and nephews as time go on and whatnot, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I remember them chitlins too, man. Your mom used to cook them chitlins, boy.
Boy. You couldn't stop eating them, man.
Couldn't stop eating them, man. You'd be full and still want some more.
Still want some more, man. Golly.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't know when
the last time I had chitlins, you know, because I think she did do some, you know, that last Christmas that she was with us, she did do some, but man, I don't think I had chitlins since. I probably have, but you know, I guarantee you it's been 10 years since I had some.
Right, right. And it's not like you don't want none. It's just the preparation for them. And
yeah.
you don't see people preparing them yourself. Or if you don't trust in the person that prepared them yourself, you might get passed on them.
Yeah, you got to pass on them.
No offense.
Yeah.
And I remember one more thing, man, when I think the first time I came home with you and over the damn one weekend or something, and your mom cooked that smothered rabbit with that gravy, boy. Man, I thought I was in hog heaven, boy.
Man, I didn't even talk about that. All I think Vic still on the show. Let me see if Vic remember that. Let me see if I can get Vic back up on the show. Paul, come back.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Hey, Vic, what's happening with you, brother?
All right, Casey. What's happening?
All right.
You remember You remember eating rabbit at, up at the house with my mom?
I don't know, man. I haven't had time. I was drunk when y'all started eating. I don't know. I think I do remember those. I think I recall eating some of that because I had what it was and they told me, and I kind of slow paced it. But yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. She used to be on it, boy. She used to, and you know, my granddad used to rabbit hunt all the time, and he used to get us a couple of rabbits at that time of year. So we had a rabbit. That was especially at Christmas time, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you say about them chitlins, man. Oh, come on now.
Chitlins. Yeah, that was unbelievable right there. Unbelievable. Hey, boys, I appreciate y'all calling, man, and we talking and we reminiscing and all, man. We need to get together, but I got a couple more minutes left in the show. I'm going to close it out. Hey, I appreciate y'all calling in, man. Hey, y'all have a good one, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, man. Y'all take care of each other, all right?
Same to you, Jordan, and Casey, same to you and your family.
Yes, sir, man. Love y'all, boys. All right, man.
All right, buddy.
You, bro.
Y'all be good.
All right.
Later. All right. So again, you know, we started talking about everything, and again, you know, a lot of stuff. It was so many years right there that that we were into that. You know, even like I say, when Kason called in and starting to tell me about some stuff that, you know, I had forgot that me and Kason went to school together in college, and yeah, I bring him to the house at Christmas time, but that's the way my mom was. She was all about family, and if you were a friend of mine, then you were part of her family. Cause I didn't bring people around my family that I wasn't good with, you know, and going back to my grandmom and my granddad, and I took Vic and Kason around them, and they, you know, they embraced them just like they were me. It wasn't no different. You feed them because you know that they're someone else's kids, and they hope you do the same for me if I went to their house, and that's the way it was. Family, we are family. Hey guys, Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm going to be back up on the show on Monday. I hope you guys are able to tune in on Monday. Monday will probably be a 6 o'clock in the evening show. And we'll talk about what happened on Saturday, what happened from Saturday. Right. And a lot of stuff going on. I think I'm done with all my Christmas shopping. I did a lot of stuff yesterday that I needed to do. So I think I'm just going to run out just for a few minutes to go to the grocery store and come back. But I'll probably be here at the house the rest of the night. We're just gonna have fun. Hope you guys do too. And remember, it's all about family. It's all about family. Take care of your family, guys. You know, us men, we were put here to protect our families and to provide for our families. But if you do those two things, protect and provide for your families, You are the man that I think you are, that I know you are. So take care of your families, guys. Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Take care. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your foot and make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Trap. Designer. Clothes. Go. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest. Finest. Rolls. We can go. We can go. Cold. Keep watching me. We're both still. We real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.